Hey everybody, before we move on to our next topic, I do want to let you know about Anchor, because Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. It gives you everything you need in one place for free, just like this show, which you can use right from your phone or computer. They have creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great, just like this one, and they'll even distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard everywhere podcasts are heard, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so many more. You can easily make money from your podcast too, with no minimum listenership. Get started today by downloading the Anchor app, or you can go to anchor.fm. All right, guys, let's get back to the show.
The ladies continue to dominate LA. Mona slays as a drag queen. And do we hear wedding bells? Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hey! Huda boss, Huda boss, Huda boss. But I'm feeling the vibe.
Yeah,
coming
your makeup.
From you.
another shoulderless outfit.
Yeah,
I love it. He was next to Matt Maher, and he was wearing a dress.
Oh, yes.
With, like,
gorgeous.
A little frill shoulder
a
showing.
Little shimmy.
Looking good, girl.
Thank you.
Hey, After Buzzers, welcome to the Huda Boss After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We are chatting season 2, episodes 3 and 4. And as you can see, the crew, the official panel, is here tonight. Ooh, we were missing Crystal last episode, yes. But she's definitely here, slaying, giving me J-Lo vibes from the block.
Oh, there you go.
Loving
there
it.
Go.
Yes.
Before my inspo was Mona, actually, but I will say she got it from the J-Lo.
We all get a lot of good stuff from
yes,
J-Lo,
we do.
For sure.
Yes, we do.
Before we get started, I would love to reintroduce my lovely co-host / panel, starting with Alicona Bradford.
Ooh.
She's a makeup artist, slaying the game, the shoulder makeup game tonight. And she just gives me so many woman empowerment and girl boss vibes, so I love it.
Thank you.
Right next to her,
we
have Crystal McLaughlin. Crystal is also a makeup artist, a longtime makeup artist, and the one who introduced me to a red lip.
Yes, she did.
I
convinced her.
She did. She is a lover of all things makeup and reality TV like myself.
That's right.
And
very
then we
cool.
have my gorgeous Louisa Charmatian right next to me, the one and only Armenian princess / Hoda Mona, everything that has to do with that lover and long lost sister of them. My name is Maite Carrillo. I am a lover of reality TV and all things makeup. Thanks to Crystal. So, ladies, we started off last week talking about episodes 1 and 2. Today, we're talking about episodes 3 and 4. Okay, so a lot happened. Overall thoughts on episode 3 and 4. Maybe we should just say overall episode on episode 3, because a lot happened.
Very stressful.
Okay.
I feel like Mona's going through so much, and she's not articulating at all to her family, and I feel like she has all this pressure vibes from her family that she's rushing it with Dom, but I know she wants to kind of go ahead and listen to her heart and get married. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, we find out that she has some issues with her salon, her legal issues that we don't know exactly what, but that's the reason why she couldn't come to LA with the family. Mm-hmm. So who knows what's happening, but she is in some legal trouble. So stressful, very stressful episode. Mm-hmm.
But you know what? I really like the fact that it highlights the way the sisters are so bonded. And you hear, I was going to call her Mona, not Mona, I'm sorry.
Huda.
You hear Huda say, and I love that because I don't have any sisters, but I do have sister friends. And it's like when you see your sister in pain and you hurt too. And so I love the fact that she and her are so close. And all she really wants is to protect her. Like, she's got good intentions.
Right, right. And what I loved about that episode as well was, in the past, you saw that they were fighting constantly. And there was a lot of animosity. There was a lot of anger and tension. And so seeing her being the mama bear that she is now, it was just really refreshing. Because I was like, that's good. That's how it's supposed to be. Like, of course, we don't always get along with our siblings.
Right. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, like, your blood. Like, that trumps everything. And so I really loved seeing that side of Huda, and I appreciated Mona opening up to her.
Definitely, and following up on that, I think it was very lovely. Well, maybe it was, maybe lovely is not the word, but I definitely have to say it was, it warmed my heart when I saw Mona crying and being vulnerable, because I'm like, this is real life. She's not just doing this just to show off or be someone and have a show. This is something she's actually going through, and when she was crying and she couldn't hold back her tears as she was having the conversation with her sister, I was like, oh my God, I was feeling for her. And the way that, you know, Huda grabbed her and you know, was just hugging her and making sure she was okay. I'm like, that's what I want to continue to see.
Right.
I want to continue to see them bond more as sisters and see that nice side.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
We definitely got introduced to Resting Boss Face.
Yes.
We got to see that Mona does end up showing up, but Dom does not show up.
Yeah.
So he's like, if I'm going for half of the trip, it's not even worth me going. Personally, I think he did good in not going. But then at the same time, seeing the reaction that Mona had and how devastated she was, it was sad. What do we think about that?
I think it's a respect thing.
Okay.
As a man, he's like, I am someone new to the family and I want to come to this trip. In a normal way, the 2-week span, and your sister wants me to come back home the halfway. Yeah. It's kind of like childish and disrespectful.
Oh, and, you think it's childish?
Yeah, and I think Huda is probably, she wants to do this as a business move. She said, we don't come to LA to play, right?
Exactly.
But I think she was trying to be nice by saying, come on half of the trip. I think he probably got hurt. Like, if you want me to come, let me come and be here the 2 weeks. Let me wrap it up. You know, fly home with my fiance, but not be sent home. You know, and I think Mona also probably felt like it would be childish for him to come. That's why I think he didn't come. And he has a lot of work
to do. I disagree. I totally feel like he's standing his ground. He's like saying like, all right, fine. Well, I won't come at all. Like, at the end of the day, I get to choose where I get to go and what I get to do. Like, I'm a man. Like, I pay my own bills. Yeah, I got my own business. If you don't want me now, then I'm not going to show up. And guess what? In your face.
Yeah.
And I totally was like, good for him.
Me too.
Yeah.
I actually like the fact that, because last week we were questioning, or okay, I was questioning.
Let's get it together.
I'll own it. if the family really liked him, because I wasn't sure, we didn't know enough about him outside the fact that, sure, he's successful, but how successful compared to their net worth,
and
whether or not this quick relationship was because of money or not, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Yeah. And I was going somewhere, and I have no idea where I was going.
No, but you're right, though. We were just suspecting status and money.
You. That's where I was going.
Right.
But I feel like it was nice to hear Huda say, I think he's a great guy. We just need to get to know more. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
So you're not wanting him to come had nothing to do with, I don't like him. It's just...
Oh, that is totally
Too soon.
She's going, it's like an underlying like dig on him.
Totally.
She's like, I'm going to control the situation. And I'm going to see how he reacts to it. And based off of that reaction, that's how their relationship's going to be. Because if he went, it would have been done. She would control their relationship and how it played out for the rest of their lives. That's how I felt.
Yes, right? that's exactly what I thought.
It was her testing him to see like what kind of man he
was. Because you have to understand that they're all a very united family and it's part of their culture. And so if if Huda was like, he's not coming or he's coming for half of it, this is him saying, okay, you give me that? Well, I'm going to give you this.
Right.
So he took his control. You're saying he took his control back.
Oh, totally.
He took his control back.
I like that. And I think she respected that because she was like, oh, like even she seemed a little shocked that he didn't come.
Yeah.
Even if she was maybe happy about it, whatever it was, I felt like she was still shocked by that.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, okay, well, okay, like he's not coming kind of thing. I think you saw this like epiphany, like this little like, oh, okay. Who knows what we're going to get from that? I don't know if it's going to be a positive thing later on.
Mm-hmm.
If it's going to cause more problems in the end. But I like that he took the reins.
Yeah.
You know, that's a man.
I totally took that differently.
Yeah. I think the beauty in this. Like,
totally. I'm not upset at all.
No.
I just feel like...
Yes, you better be. Sorry, my hands are cold. It's
not good. No, I just feel like I agree with you to an extent. Like, when someone tells you you're not wanted, then you're like, well... I'm not going to come, you know, but I think from Huda's perspective, she's got a slam schedule. She's a boss. Her business comes first. Cool. I want to get to know you, but this is not the right time and place. And sister, I'm a little confused as to why you thought this was a good time for us to bond. Cause I got shit to do. That's how I took it. But I could see how you'd say like for him,
it could be feeling part a little of that bit, too. You know, I'm not saying that isn't a part of it. But I think it's a control thing because why is her husband getting to go on all these trips? Like,
but he's part of the comfort.
But I think with Mona, it's this is her new baby. It's her new relationship, and she's excited. She wants to travel with her fiance and all these stuff that she still hasn't done. Mm-hmm. So I think for her, it was, oh my God, let me go to LA with my boo, take some pictures, show him off. And Hoda said, no, it's not going to happen right now. Yeah. So he took his control back.
And did you see the text? Sorry. Did you see the text messages? Did
yeah.
you pay attention?
Keep yes. one word.
Period.
Super.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One word.
Thank you. Yes. Not happy. That is what.
Yeah. Right. He's like there, me too. Right. Period.
And that's why Mona is feeling some kind of way, and she's in her feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe stuff is going on with the business, but what's really going on is the business.
Yeah.
The relationship business. Okay. That's what's going on.
Oh, totally.
It's, and it takes over. Like when you're in a relationship with someone, all of these emotions and feeling, everything just takes over everything.
Yep.
During their conversation, though, between Hoda and Mona. You know, Hoda asked her, like, do you talk to Dom about everything that you're going through? Is this something that you vent out to him? And she's like, well, sometimes I do. And she's like, no, no, no. This is something you always have to tell him whenever you're going through something. Do we think that it is, do we think that she's actually really being open, or do we think that she's reserving a little bit from Dom?
No, she's reserving. That's what I got. Here's the thing. I think Mona has limits. I think she keeps a lot of stuff in her mind to herself, and she probably tries to tackle it with herself and in her mind.
Yeah.
And that's why Hoda probably felt like, wait, if this is your other half, if this is your fiance, how are you not telling him everything? But at the same time, this is really new to Mona, too. Mm-hmm. She doesn't know how to kind of navigate it. You can't compare her with Hoda. Hoda has been with Chris forever.
Yeah.
Right. You know, they're like literally soulmates, you know? Right. But with Mona, she's learning how to navigate this. So Hoda as a sister is like, look, that's wrong.
Right.
You gotta tell these stuff to people. And Huda's like, well, I don't want to really put the focus so she's much on that.
She's testing her sister in a sense. But,
Yeah.
You think? She's like,
testing.
She's basically telling Mona like, oh, what do you mean you're not doing that? Like, like, you're not secure in your relationship? That's what she's telling her.
Yeah.
She does things with purpose.
You.
Everything she does is with purpose. Don't let her fool you.
Strategic.
Okay? Oh, strategic. Actually, so strategic.
I didn't think that. Yes. Go ahead, Ellie.
I just like to say, I think my brain works really differently, and maybe I'm, like, super naive.
Crystal taught you.
Trying to put myself in Mona's shoes, but you know that Mona's had a series of not great relationships.
No, she hasn't.
I don't know her history and like what intimately happened with her and her exes,
right?
But I feel like when you go into a relationship and you really like somebody and shit's hitting the fan in your mind and your personal life, the last thing you want to do is scare them off by being a burden.
Beyonce, though,
yeah, this but
not
still,
a boyfriend.
Well, no, but at the same time, like. Because it's only been 8 months, like, it's revealing, like, in some senses, your ugly side. And that's scary if you really
married,
love
though.
Someone. Of course.
You know
but it's
mean?
Still
like,
scary,
it's,
though.
Oh, 100%.
Especially, like, I would imagine she probably has a lot of insecurities because of the past relationships.
I mean, there's so much I have to say about her and getting married and the dress shopping and all of that.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, I'm going to save it. It's just weird right now. Like, it's kind of constructive.
I just have to say that I appreciated the fact that Hoda went up to her or basically told her, like, you need to come to some, you need to go to somebody who you trust and that you could get asked, you know, for some clarity. And of course, she goes to her friend Noelle, and I'm like, okay, good. You found the perfect person because she's going to tell you without taking sides what she feels about it.
Right.
And that's all I got to say.
A good friend, though.
A good friend. And I love how she said, do what you feel, stop caring about what your family
says.
Which is something we all need to do at a certain point in our lives and just focus on that.
Preach.
Amen.
So we end the episode, right, saying that Hoda was supposed to have her makeup done by a drag queen expert or a drag queen herself.
Yes.
And then at the end, we're like, well, the makeup artist ended up backing out.
Which is so messed up.
I know. First of all, how do you flake on Hoda? Like, this is major.
And Huda's like, are you kidding me? Now I'm stressed. And I was like, oh my God, next episode. I have to watch it. I have to see what happens. Did we ever think that she would find another makeup artist?
No.
Or did we think that she'd do it herself?
She was going to do it
herself.
She was going
to
do it.
If you're a makeup artist, like, I get, like, and you could probably speak to this too. It's like, no, I'm not a drag queen, so I don't do I've done makeup on men, but not a drag queen. And that's an art in itself. And I think it was great that she was more concerned about disrespecting the community and right. not properly representing.
I like that. Yeah. I like
and
that.
So in that sense, it's intimidating. But at the end of the day, she's also an artist. And when you are, you'll outsource like she did. And yeah. she did her tutorials and whatever. Yeah. And as somebody who is artistic, like, you'll figure it out.
Right.
And mm-hmm. so it's easier to trust yourself.
Right.
That's and be like, well, down. If I F it up, at least it's my fault. Right. Right. But if I sit in someone else's chair and they F it up, that's, like, that's not cool.
Right. So. And I love that. I love that you said that she was trying not to disrespect the community. Mm-hmm. I totally got that. I also agree with you when you say, like, she's a makeup artist, so she knows she's a creative person. What came to me was, I think it was last season. It had to be last season. She said, you know, I guess her assistant was asking her something about, like, the makeup tutorial she was doing in front of her desk. And she was like, well, I have a look, and this is what I stick to. And I didn't like that. Ooh, yeah. That literally was, like, it kind of pissed me off. Because as a makeup artist,
yeah.
it's not about you. Like, you have yes. a brand. It's about everybody else but you. And that's yeah. good that your brand works for you. But at the end of the day, you need to express yourself in many forms so that you can grow as a person in whatever avenue you do in your life. So it was, like, really disappointing because she works so hard and she's such a, like, meticulous person that if she did invest in that aspect of her life, she would grow tremendously, like, yeah. in a whole nother level. So I was like, I'm gonna keep note of that. Right. And then yeah. this came up. Right. And I was like, there you go. And this is why you should be training. You should be training with the best. Mm-hmm. You should be trying everything you can. Yeah. You should be doing everything you could possibly imagine, whether it's art, whether mm-hmm. it's taking a makeup artist class, mm-hmm. whether it's going to France. I mean, you can't even imagine. I mean, you can say, I'm sure yourself, that, like, there's so many schools out there. I thought about going to Europe to go to school. Like, there's so much stuff right. out there. Mm-hmm. So it disappointed me that she was so, like, doubting herself, because I was like, but that's what happens when you don't believe in yourself and you don't open yourself to more.
Right.
To create or more.
Evolve. Keep constantly yeah. evolve.
God, you totally schooled girl. Me, girl. Maybe not yeah. just me. Yeah. I was just like, can you keep on going?
Right. Well, I was going to say also, too, because now I'm going to be like, right. oh, my soapbox. Right. But, like, the whole point also, too, when you're a makeup artist is to be able to change your identity. Right. Like, you're literally... you're right. a chameleon. So when you stick to one basic look, it seems like that's the only thing you know how to right. do. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm going to step on my soapbox even higher and say that other YouTube makeup artists, not necessarily her per se,
right.
but when they're bomb at beating their own face and then other people are taking advice from them, I'm like, but they know how to do their own face.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And they're somebody my skin tone. Why don't you give them somebody right, who has right. a mocha skin tone and see what right, happens? Because right, I guarantee right. you they are going to F it up so if they've different. Never trained.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah. No, I was going to say, I think that's why her sister Alia came to her and said, hey, we need different content.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, like, she is right. the mm-hmm. mega person behind all their Instagram. So I feel like, and Huda's like, well, no, this is what I like. Maybe right. it's, you think it's insecurity as
it could
women,
be. Oh,
or
definitely.
It's like, you know, this is my features. I know how to beat my face. This is the contour I like.
Don't
That's
think
my
it
look.
Is. I don't think it's.
She can rock anything. She's drop dead gorgeous.
Here's the thing. It works for her. It's the brand. I
yes.
get that.
Yes.
But you could do so much more. And maybe it won't work. Maybe it would backfire. But at least you'd know that you had tried every avenue. I will say, though, because I don't want to, like, you know, knock on her too much on that, is that she finally believed in herself. In that moment, I was like, okay, come on, girl, pull it together. And then she rocked the look.
She looked amazing.
So
drag looked amazing.
So it's like, girl, that's what you need to do more. Yeah. You need to put... Light mm-hmm. the fire under yourself.
Well, that's the thing. I feel yeah. like maybe doing this and having that no given to her really woke her up and was that fire and was just like, okay, fine, now I'm going to have to deal with it. And she worked under pressure and she was able to do Dude. Great. And the entire shoot, let's talk about that, because, you know, her team was saying that this RBF shoot was crucial to her brand because it was the launch to break that whole... the market this year mm-hmm. and to break things up for her. And alongside her, right, joined some amazing, amazing drags, which is Violet,
my favorite.
Chachaki, right? Yeah. Chachaki.
And Pheromone.
Sorry, Pheromone. Yeah. Shay Coulee.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was just a whole thing of celebration of the queens. And right. she incorporated herself into that, making right. it even more glamorous.
Right.
What do we think about this whole set that was like part one, part two, part three? I think my favorite by far was part three.
Like when flying all of them, off, kind of.
Yes. What do we think about that whole campaign for her?
I mean, very creative. I think they really know how to sell their message. They're really top on their branding. Right. They know mm-hmm. how to execute
Agreed.
It.
Yeah.
They spend so much money on the product placement, on the people, right. on the makeup. Like she even said, we are spending hundreds of thousands on
yeah.
this, you
yeah.
know? And that's what I love about her. She is not cheap with her money.
No.
She knows exactly what she's mm-hmm. investing.
Yeah.
She's so detailed about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understood the vision. And I think absolutely the drag community is so amazing. And I love how they give us a background story. Like, I didn't know that Setting Spray was kind of introduced by drag queens,
yeah.
hairsprays. And she's like, because I use hairspray on my face too sometimes when I'm out of my after spray.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it sets your face. I know it's really bad for you. But, you know, who does? Said, yeah. let's make something that is actually good for your
yeah.
skin.
Yeah.
So I love it. I love it. They're yeah. on point.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think there's too much to say about that. I think
yeah.
it's at the end of the day, she's, you know, passing barriers. Like I said, an amazing businesswoman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she just needs to remember why she got into makeup. That's
yeah.
all.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We're keeping it short now with Crystal. Before we move forward, I know someone has some great things
yeah.
to share about AfterBuzz, right?
You know, we love AfterBuzz. We are here because we love to share our opinions and we like to hear yours.
Mm-hmm.
And we wouldn't be here if we didn't have your support. And the only way we can continue and be the ESPN of TV talk is if you guys continue to subscribe and comment and like.
Mm-hmm.
We're on iTunes, Spotify, and YouTube. And I always say we're like a buffet of TV shows.
Yes, you
Anything
do.
You want. Yeah, subscribe, like, comment, share, tell your friends. And we just want to say thank you to Maria Menounos and Kevin Undergaro, because without you guys, we wouldn't have this platform.
Right.
We
right.
can't share, we can't talk, we can't meet new people.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just thankful and we get to do what we love.
That's
yes,
right.
Thank you
Amen.
So much
yeah.
For the comments too of last week. We love keeping in touch with you all. Send us a DM, add us on Twitter, Instagram. We love to continue the conversation.
And we're on the chat right now. We're on the live chat.
Yes.
And Luisa has a live chat, so if you want to chime in and join the conversation, please
ask
do
questions.
So.
Yay!
So Huda came up with her own drag name, Huda Ho.
Oh, I love
yes.
it. Huda Ho. I love it.
I love
Perfect.
That too.
So now I'm going to ask you guys. Ladies. I'm going to ask you ladies, top of mind, right? If you could have a drag name, what would it be?
Oh.
Wait, isn't it usually they say your stripper name is the your street and then
That's
your last
a stripper name?
That's right. But,
no, it's the name the street that you live and then the name of your first dog.
Well, how about you don't have a dog?
A pet. I think it's
a turtle.
Pet.
Oh,
okay. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's a stripper. This
okay.
is a yeah. This is
oh
different.
My God.
This is a drag.
Oh. Drag name, huh?
A drag name. What would it be? Do we know?
So,
or maybe like a word. Doesn't really have to
Does
be.
Does it have to be like a alter your ego, or you know how it's
it could,
like not
yes,
you?
Yes,
okay.
it is. It's someone out there, magnificent,
God,
bigger
really
than you.
We have to think about that one. You got yours, don't you?
I know.
I give my eyes for like doing all this.
Alexandra, came prepared.
Well, no, because you said like one word, and I was thinking of one word, but with a acronym.
Oh.
And so I thought of LION because leading with inspiration over negativity.
Wow.
Of course she would do that. She's so good.
That's like Nolly. I mean, wow.
That's so deep.
I like that. I love
that is amazing.
Yeah,
I love that
I
too.
I do. I love that. I was going to be like chatty.
I mean, wow.
I mean, self-explanatory.
I don't know what mine would be.
Armenian princess. I don't know.
No,
something.
Or like just Luisa
Prince
Char.
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I like that. Prince, yes. The, oh, I got
yes.
Princess.
Okay.
Yes.
I have a
yours
I don't know.
Come
I
on.
Asked this question. I asked this question and I didn't even think of one for myself. I don't know. Maybe like a spicy something, like a spicy margarita.
Ooh.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But not really that, but something
You're,
in that.
Oh, I got it. Tequila.
Oh,
that's
tequila.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
I love me
cute.
Some tequila too.
Yeah, right.
That is
adorable.
Not too much.
Yeah.
So Mona starts off, right? And we see her and she's feeling so emotional this episode.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, well, we see her working out, getting her grind on,
yeah.
having this conversation with her boyfriend, which is, we talked about it, it's little to nothing.
Mm.
Then we see her going dress shopping. What are her thoughts as we see her walking in and going dress shopping?
I
tell
feel,
us, Luisa.
I feel like it's not I feel like it's too soon because I feel like when the worker asked her, do you guys have a date set and stuff, and she didn't know yet. So it's like, okay, you guys talked about it, but do you have a date in mind? Is this really happening? Mm-hmm. Are you doing this to rebel for your family? Are you doing it to rebel to Huda? Mm. You know, like, it's always fun to get worked up and do all this, but is there any concrete things you're going off of? Like, I don't want her to get hurt. She's gorgeous. She's amazing. She looked amazing in the dresses. But, like, is this something you guys are going to do right now, or you're just engaged for a while?
I mean, she said, if I could marry him right now, I would. And I was like, ooh, I think she's just excited. I think it's one of those, like, she's so excited. She can't believe she got a good one. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, and in her, I'm sure she's like, she thinks he's, like, really attractive, and he's this, and he's that, and, like, I gotta get him before he gets away. Yeah. Again, having coming from really bad relationships in the past to finding someone that you think is, like, like, let's do it now. Let's go to do it now. I'm so excited that you like me back. Okay. Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what's his first name? I forget.
Dom?
Is it Hussey? Oh. What's his name? Hussey.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? The dating coach. Expert.
Yeah,
he says,
yeah.
He said, I was just listening to him the other
day. He's awesome.
He's amazing. And he was like, you know, it's not fair to be in a relationship where you create this idea of what the relationship is emotionally.
Oh, girl.
And if you do that, what ends up happening is that you both end up falling apart, you know, and so I'm hoping that's not what's happening here. I feel like it wasn't her idea so much. I feel like it was the assistant's idea, and they were doing it to cheer her up in a sense, and probably a little bit for the cameras. Girl needs to slow down.
Yeah.
She needs to slow down.
Yeah.
I'm with that on Huda's side. Like, slow down. I get it. You want to shack up.
Okay.
I get it. And play house. And that's why you're doing it. But at the end of the day, if you love each other, you know, time will be even better, you know? Yeah. Like, chill out, Mona.
I think it was way too soon because you can tell as she was trying on the dresses, she comes out, she's like, I like this. And then the second one, she was better. I like this.
But let's just be honest. I'm sorry, but the dresses were not that cute. I didn't think so.
I thought they were way too cheap for her.
Yeah, right. I'm not going to she should have a beautiful Dubai person make custom made. Head to toe.
She needs to be custom.
Yes. Custom made, baby. Dubai. Have a beautiful artist custom made. I have to say, she mentioned something about being Middle Eastern and dating, which is rough, like me being Armenian. Yeah. There's so much pressure because, first of all, she said, look, if I had the chance to legally, live with him and travel, I wouldn't marry him tomorrow. She's like, I'm doing this because you have to do this. Like, it's kind of taboo in our culture to, like, move out with a man before getting married and stuff. Mm. They still do it. Of course, we're in 2019, 2020.
Yeah.
But the tradition is you get married, you put the ring on, you get married, and you have kids and all that, right?
Right.
And she even said we have to have a special, like, Muslim priest come and he needs to convert. So she straight up said, if I was normal, kind of, and I had a chance to move in with him and travel, I wouldn't bring him to my house right now. So she's like, okay, maybe I'm mid-30s. Mm-hmm. I want kids right now. Yeah. I have my man. Why am I going to take another year?
And see, that's what I'm confused about. It's like, okay, you're saying all that stuff, and they're saying all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I get it. But at the same time, like, her family's not supporting this situation. And it's like, but you guys know how it goes. And usually they get married sooner. So it's like, they don't like him then because they would be for it. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like they would be more accepting if they knew that she was marrying someone within the same culture as she is.
Right.
And even though
I think that's what it is.
I think so, too. And even though he's making that sacrifice and he's like,
he already converted, right?
I feel like his family's still a little apprehensive about it.
And
they're like,
I don't,
you know, especially because she still lives with her parents.
Well, it's because we were thinking last week maybe he's doing it for status or money.
Yeah, but after
money, right?
Yeah, he does. And then after watching him not go to LA and kind of standing his ground, I was just like, he's not in it for money.
Do we think he's kind of cold and not warm?
I think we haven't gotten a chance to really get to know him.
Right.
I actually have some stuff I wanted to show you guys in news and gossip because I was internet stalking him just to get a feel for this person.
Oh, love.
And once I did, I was like, no, he seems like he's a really good human
and loves
so,
him
yeah.
loves her
right.
yeah he does. He seems like he's he knows how to stand his ground, and I feel like they both balance each other out because he moved things around to go on this trip with her
girl,
which was major
girl.
And he's like, I moved things at work, like I did all of this
and now
I'm
moving
him
right back
which is, I mean, for me I was just like, damn, this is a good guy.
Yeah,
it's tough. She's in a weird situation. She's in the pickle. She has the love life to worry about, she has Huda's pressure, and she has this legal issue. Like she said, one thing happened in my life, but now all these shitty things are happening.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. One thing that's not shitty here, though, is definitely Crystal's segment.
Yeah.
Everybody, I'm going to start doing this special segment. It's called Manifesting Mona. And basically, in this segment, we talk about everything positive because she's so positive all the time and she's trying to always live her best life. If you see, I have a picture of Mona on her Instagram that I found. It was posted up in May, but it basically says positive vibes only. And I really like that. And I was like, you know what? The moment I was thinking of my segment and I was watching the show, I was like, she's so positive. I love this. Went scrolled through her Instagram and I was like, well, there you go. It's meant to be.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to share that before we started. So yeah, anything that you saw that was positive with any of the cast members, it doesn't have to be Mona, but I feel like she's the one that has gotten the stuff, gotten the manifestation and the positivity started. So if you'd like to start.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, do you want it to be specific to this episode?
Anything in this episode, like the two episodes, 3 and 4.
I don't have to think about that because...
So I would say I'm giving it to Huda because Huda was trying to mother Mona in a moment where she was feeling really horrible. And she really just became that positive figure that Mona needed in a place where she was feeling very lost.
Yeah. Isn't that nice?
That's amazing.
And it could be anything like that, or even it could be like... I loved the shoot, it could be anything positive.
Yeah.
Anything positive on the show that you felt good about watching.
Ooh, Noelle. I think her friend is such a great influence on her. She's assertive in a good way, which is like, Mona, take the reins. This is your life, girl. Like, whatever how old you are, how young you are, how experienced you are, you know what you want in your life. Yeah. Don't let your family influence you.
That's right.
And I love her. She's a strong image for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, following that, I think that's my favorite one, too.
Noelle, we love you, girl.
Because I feel like she was very straightforward and was like, forget about what your family thinks. What do you want? What you want?
She's always listening, too.
She really is. And I feel like when you surround yourself with friends who empower you and who give you the support that you need, you change as a human, and that makes you a better person, which is what she is
now. Yeah. Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Amazing.
So mine, I'm actually going to stick on this side of the table. I'm going to piggyback off of yours because I do like the fact that I feel like Huda gave Mona permission to fall apart for a moment and be weak.
Right.
Which you need to do because she was saying, like, pressure, because you're trying to be strong, for your company, for your sister, for your this, and you're trying to do all these things. And that in itself, like, regardless of what the elements in your life are that are falling apart, but trying to juggle and stay strong is hard. So when someone tells you it's okay, it was like the floodgates opened.
Exactly.
And I think that emotions are meant to be fluid, so they flow in and flow out, and we don't let them flow. They do this inside, and that's when...
Depression, nasty stuff starts anxiety, sickness, everything.
Yeah.
110% agree. Whew. And not only that, exactly, huh?
Sage, we should do this. Girl. Sage it out.
Fast. Not only that, but I will also add, because since you said that, I said that one, you said that one, it was a double, I'm going to say a third one, and it's Huda believing in herself.
Yes.
Mm. Believing in herself and saying, you know what? I got this.
Right.
Because at the end of the day, we all feel doubt sometimes. Mm-hmm. And when you have that epiphany, like, I got this, and you believe in yourself, and you actually do it just feels so good.
Yes.
Amazing.
So go Huda. Go Huda.
We love you, Huda.
Break those vibes. Yeah. Take it all out. Natalie Cohn, I'm going to throw it to you for another segment.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I just had some therapy right now. But, yeah, I've got some news and gossip. We got some great pictures. And going off of the positivity and the manifestations, a little celebration I want to talk about. And we can pull up the picture with Mona, who she won. It says Big Time Fragrance Foundation Awards. But basically, she was celebrated for her foundation line that we've heard her talk about.
Right.
It's, let me pronounce this correctly, Kiali?
Oh, Kayala.
Thank you.
Kayala, yeah. Her fragrance line. Yeah.
Look at the Middle Eastern girl. Like,
yeah, no, I hope I said it right. But yeah.
Kayali.
Kayali, yep.
So basically, she's been expanding her empire, and she had gotten recognized for it. And I think that's really cool, especially because when you have a sister like Huda, whose name is on the product, so it is her brand, even though Mona is equally a part of the effort, it's almost like you're in the shadow of your sister.
Yeah.
Because she's the face of the brand, she's the tutorial, she's the this, the that. Mm-hmm. And so this fragrance is her baby, and it's nice to see that she's getting recognition for
it. I love that. See, that's a positive thing.
Yeah, Mona loves perfume. She has a perfume room. at her house, like we saw. Yes. She is just incredible.
So good.
I want.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And so let's talk a little bit about Dom, because I did get onto his Instagram.
Yeah, Dom's the tea.
Well, it's like he's got a lot of followers. I wonder why. But here's the thing.
That's
like,
so cute.
Oh, yeah. That's her little saying.
I want that.
Me too.
If you are on the iTunes podcast, it is, I guess you'd say that's a meme. But it's Mona saying, falling for him wasn't falling at all. It was like walking into a house and suddenly realizing you are home.
Aww. I was like, she's so in love.
I love it.
But I will say, so if we start looking at some of the photos that are on Dom's Instagram, I compliment him for this. He's not...
Ooh. Oh, you're so cute. Hello.
Look at all those. Look at those tattoos. And look at his meditating.
See? And his namaste, his zen.
Yes. Yeah. Everything about him is positive. Yeah. So it makes sense in terms of energy and manifesting. If she's on a very high
frequency.
Plane. Yeah, frequency. Mm-hmm. He obviously is too. If we keep going into the rest of the pictures, everything around him... All his quotes are super positive, and his Instagram isn't filled with pictures of him and her, which I appreciate because he's not trying to, again, leech off of her popularity. Yeah. And so there's him running a marathon. He's super fit. He boxes. Mm-hmm. So it's cool because I feel like
he's fine.
I don't know him, but he strikes me as someone who's very mind-body oriented. Yeah,
absolutely.
Connected.
Yeah.
And I think we have one. So yeah, he's a positive thinker. I can't read that from far away, and I'm sure I have the picture, so let me let you.
So this kind of says,
oh, here we go.
You're out in Dubai, go on Tinder.
Right. Tinder Dubai is popping, clearly.
Okay, downloading it right now.
So it's
change the location.
It's a quote from Jim Rohn, and I'm reading this for our iTuners. Income seldom exceeds personal development because success is something you attract by the person you become.
Yes.
Wow. And I was like, okay, I now like you.
This is what
And I like how he's not overly loud and doesn't have to prove anything. Like, he's calm.
He's a good
and
guy.
Mona is out there and fun. They kind of balance each other.
Wow,
They attracted
this.
Each other. Mm-hmm. Literally, they're on the same vibration. Yeah, that's what's happening here, which is amazing. And that's why it's crazy that I came up with this and it all coincides.
Right?
Do we have something else?
We do. We actually do have a few other things. I'm going to let. Aww. Oh, there we go. So, I mean, I'm news and gossip, but really, this is your experience, so you should talk about
it. You're so sweet. So, I was at BeautyCon, and I was on the pink carpet doing a few interviews, and who do I see? Mona and Huda coming down the carpet. So I throw myself, I go to the publicist, I secure my interview, Michelle, I love you, and I got to interview them, and they are absolutely sweet, so humble, so nice, filled with tips and energy. We took pictures, we're following each other, I'm telling you, we're a big fat family now. And it was just a moment I always cherish, like they're just awesome, they love their fans. I was telling you guys last week, they go out to the crowd. They repost, you know, pictures, you know, they'll yell out, oh my God, I love your makeup. What's your Instagram name? Like, they just love to support their people. It's hard to find that.
Yeah.
They give shout outs. That's a picture Mona reposted of me, you guys. Like, she has 2 million followers almost.
Yeah.
So
they
don't care at all about, like, status or anything.
Well, that's why the brand works. Because they're so positive and they want so much to give to their fans.
Yeah.
That they're so authentic to who they are at their core.
Yeah.
That's why they're successful.
That's the beauty
There's
of them.
There's an interview also, really quick, if we can play the interview of her.
I don't think we have time.
Yeah.
Maybe next week.
But we'll save it for next week.
But I just want to shout out Tibber Orban in our chat. Thank you so much for joining us. So I just wanted to give you a shout out.
Thank you.
We appreciate you guys always tuning in, chatting with us, joining the conversation. We will see you here next week. But before we say goodbye, Alikona, do you want to let everybody know where they can find you?
I mean, of course I do. I'm on Instagram at yours truly Alikona with little underscores in between.
Hi, everybody. I'm Crystal McLaughlin. That's CRISTAL823. It's Crystal with an I, not with a Y. I can't wait till next week's episode. Yay. And thank you guys for having me here on the panel.
Yeah. Yay. So hit that follow at Louisa Sharamatian on Instagram and Lou Sharamatian on Twitter.
Hey, guys, and I'm Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at This Is Maite. That is at This Is M-A-Y-T-E. We will see you all here next week. Thank you so much for watching.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.